For members, I just want to very quickly go through the AOB items. There are three AOB items that the first thing is about co-opting members into this task force. As you have seen, you know, there's a lot of different discussion, a lot of things that we may need as specialist input. So if you have any recommendations, please put them forward and we will put it forward together for the, with the Harbourfront Commission to look at it. Generally the House rule will be co-opted members would not exceed one-third of the membership of this task force, so we still have plenty of room to invite members in. The second item is from the Sum Shui Po District Council. There has been a proposal to open up the waterfront of the site currently used as a wholesale market near Nam Chong Station. So the District Council is planning for a few visit there with AFCD giving us a brief, and they would invite members of this task force to join it. So the secretariat would send out invitations, and hopefully you can join that. And it would be good, you know, if this could be open to the public. That's the second item. The third AOB item is the date of the next meeting. We intend to meet fairly frequently and regularly. The next planned meeting will be in mid-late November, and the secretariat would inform you about the exact day in due course. Does any member have any AOB item? Yes, Paul.
That we can get a briefing on that site, that that wholesale market, well in advance on the current uses, the capacity, and all those issues. Like the Western wholesale market, it took a long time before we got a complete picture. It would be nice to get a complete picture really earlier on. The second thing that I have for this particular location, everybody should keep in mind that the neighboring uses are on one side residential and the other side industrial, and there is an increasing conflict between the residential users and the industrial users, which is a real problem. We need the industrial users. So we may have to stop putting residential and public users in the site and start using it for industrial users, because our marine industry is suffering the lack of proper waterfront sites.
I think you can raise all this concern. That's why the visit is so important. But are you suggesting that we want to have a brief in advance of the visit, or beforehand, right? So could that be done? Because I'm not sure whether this, because we are joining the district council. I don't know whether they have it. Okay, so we will need to have a short background paper. That's possible, right?
I think I'll check with the DC Secretariat on the preparation of the information. Yeah, I think FHD will give a briefing at the site visit too, so they can prepare all the background information.
Okay. All right, any other AOB? If not, thank you very much for your patience. Yeah, and I'll see you in the next meeting. Thanks.
Could I just ask that we do get all the papers in advance? I don't know whether I've missed something on the email, but I never received this paper on the last agenda item. I appreciate that on the actual agenda, some of them are appended, which is fine, and others probably come in late, but It would be helpful if beforehand we actually knew what we actually had on our on the table in front of us.
Yes, we actually sent all the papers in two batches, but I'll make sure all members will get it next time for the meeting.
Second batch.
Right, thanks. Well, actually, some of the PowerPoints were actually been installed today, so we're not able to give it to members in advance.
Yes, very good idea.
Can we put it on the website?
All the PowerPoints for today?
Absolutely, always.
Sure.
So we're presenting it's public.
So members agree, and we'll do that. All right, the secretary will put up the PowerPoint on the website. Right. Thank you very much.